You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX, here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. In April, a small group of students held a demonstration at a university career fair at San Luis Obispo's Cal Poly. Most of the students involved have discovered that they are under investigation by the university for the protest. Cal Poly administration says that they broke career fair rules. The students say it was free speech. In the video posted on the Slow Peace Coalition Facebook page, you see six students sitting on the ground holding a banner and singing. They were protesting the U.S. defense contractor Raytheon. The company had a booth at the career fair.
We've always wanted to make our presence known at a career fair, not to be disruptive, not to shut down the event, but to be there and to express our right to free speech.
That's Matt Klepfer. He helped organize the event. He and the small group of students have been involved with larger protests before. Fee hikes, student homelessness, President Trump.
We had assigned police liaisons who were going to communicate with police officers and staff to make sure that we weren't violating any laws, to make sure that we were following the rules.
It was a short protest. Kelsey Zanis was one of the police liaisons.
After 15 minutes, getting tired on our own, the six singers decided to get up and leave without ever being asked to leave. Not once were they asked to leave. And for all of us, it kind of set a tone of like, wow, we just did this. We were allowed to do it. Never got in trouble. Like, that went great.
A lot of stuff was happening at the university between that time. That's when we were making national headlines for the blackface incident.
That's another protester, Mick Bruckner. The blackface incident he mentioned, that was the one a couple months back where a fraternity member wore blackface, and it shined a light on incidents of racism on the campus.
I was very much engaged with trying to support the organizing that was happening around that, and I was really busy during that time. Honestly, I wasn't even thinking about what had happened at the career fair.
But cut to a couple of weeks later, and Bruckner was the first to get a letter. He's being investigated by the university for breaking rules of the career fair.
There was this scary email from the Office of Student Rights and Responsibilities that was really, really intense and said that I had been accused of violating multiple codes in the student conduct, that I willfully and substantially disrupted a university activity, and that I had some sort of unpermitted sign.
Bruckner and the organizers are a bit confused by the letters from the university. They've done protests before. They don't remember seeing anything posted that they couldn't bring a sign in, and they don't feel like they were disruptive.
And I felt really singled out, particularly as a really visible queer organizer on this campus. I've probably been to over 25 protests on this campus and was involved in most of those in the planning process. And so I'm really, really aware of the time, place, and manner policies on my campus. And more than that, I've developed relationships with many folks on this campus, particularly in the university police department.
Remember the blackface incident that Bruckner mentioned earlier? It didn't just ignite conversations about race on campus. It fanned the flames of free speech as well. Cal Poly President Jeffrey Armstrong said his hands were tied to take any disciplinary action against students involved because they were protected by the First Amendment. This is also a university where the Cal Poly Republicans erected a controversial free speech wall that ended up displaying racist and xenophobic remarks. Cal Poly also permitted conservative provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos to come to campus twice, allowed through free speech, and in return, the university spent tens of thousands of dollars on security. Again, Bruckner.
They are literally not holding people that are harassing students based on their race, their sexual orientation, their gender identity, and they decide to come after us. What does that mean?
Cal Poly would not speak on this issue, but in an email from a university spokesperson, it said, Cal Poly supports the free speech rights of all of its campus community members and visitors. To ensure that the exercise of the right of free expression does not interfere with university functions, the university maintains and enforces campus regulations regarding the time, place, and manner of the exercise of free expression by individuals and groups. So, what's next? Kristen Whalen was also part of the career fair demonstration.
I'm nervous in the sense that I'm not 100% sure what to expect, but I don't think that any sanctions they propose are warranted because we weren't doing anything other than exercising free speech.
Did you tell your parents?
I told my mom like 2 days ago.
What was your parents' reaction?
My mom is supportive of me, but she said to be careful because we're going against some pretty powerful people.
Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.